Welcome to Jersey Guy Sports, your sports talk home for the Yankees, the Giants, the Rangers, and the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, and I'm your host, Don. I want to thank you for listening. Today, I'll be discussing the Yankees landing Juan Soto. Cashman completed the trade by sending five players to San Diego to get the left-handed 25-year-old star. So let's go ahead and begin. I'll tell you what, Wednesday, December 6th, 2023, is a day of bombshells and emergency podcasts, apparently. I already did one for Rutgers landing Dylan Harper, and today, again, the second bombshell drops. The Yankees traded for Juan Soto. They landed Soto in a trade with the San Diego Padres, and for anyone that may not know, Soto is a young lefty-hitting outfielder. He has a big bat, and he should help fill what is a giant void in the New York Yankees lineup. Now, to get Juan Soto, the Yankees gave up a lot. They gave up Michael King, who has really developed into a fantastic pitcher. Randy Vasquez, another young pitcher. Johnny Brito, another young pitcher. Minor league pitching prospect Drew Thorpe, who is one of their top minor league pitching prospects. And catcher Kyle Higashioka. So certainly, and maybe I'll speak a little bit later about this, we are going to feel the loss of those for sure. But, you know, to get excellent talent, you do have to trade a lot. And I would say the Yankees traded a lot. Now, Juan Soto is only 25 years old. He has tremendous career on-base percentage. Just unbelievable. He has a .421 career on-base percentage. That is just off the charts good. He's a career .284 hitter, and he should really, really help the Yankees in 2024. Obviously, being lefty is really important. That's a Yankee team that is way too friggin' right-handed. So bringing in a lefty bat that doesn't strike out a lot, that gets on base all the time, is perfect. Keep in mind, though, and this is a big factor, Soto is going to be a free agent after the 2024 season. So it's quite possible that the Yanks may only have him for 1 year. And again, they traded, remember, Michael King, Randy Vasquez, Johnny Brito, Drew Thorpe, and Higgy for what may be 1 year of Soto. So they better make this year worth it. We'll see. I mean, there's obviously a chance they could re-sign him after the year ends, but we'll see. Now, what are the Yankees getting in Juan Soto, right? I mentioned that he's only just turned 25 years old. He hasn't even played a game while 25 years old yet. And he has already played, I think, five seasons in the major leagues already. Parts of six, actually, somehow, ridiculously. 2018 was his first year, it looks like. .421 career on-base percentage, which I cannot even tell you how good that is. Last year, he had a .410 on-base percentage. He had 35 homers, 109 ribbies, batted .275. He's had other fantastic years. 2021, he had, you know, .313 batting average, 29 homers, 95 ribbies with a .465 on-base percentage. In 2020, you know, in that shortened year with COVID, .490 on-base percentage. So there's not a lot of strikeouts, which is great, you know, for someone that, you know, can hit some homers and is kind of a bigger guy. He doesn't strike out a lot. And again, he's young. And you know, it's a big power lefty bat for the Yankees that really fills a lot of holes in the Yankees lineup. He's a lefty with power. He has lots of patience at the plate, and really for such a young guy, he has historic results to date. Again, I mentioned last year he hit 35 homers and he had a .930 OPS last season. One of the most productive offensive players through, I guess, an age 24 season in Major League Baseball history. Soto is a great young player. Now, the Yankee outfield, picture this, right? As opposed to, say, 3 days ago. Right now, the Yankee outfield has Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, and Alex Verdugo, who they also picked up, by the way. Maybe I'll mention Verdugo at the end. So the outfield of Judge, Soto, Verdugo suddenly looks way, way more capable than it did just a week ago, right? That's really a spectacular looking outfield there. Now, in addition, keep in mind, folks, remember that our rising phenom star switch hitting Jason Dominguez will return at some point in 2024 and likely play center field at that point. So we'll have maybe Verdugo, go to the bench or Soto, play some DH, whatever it is, we will have four extremely excellent outfield hitters come the middle of the season or whenever Jason Dominguez comes back. Now, on the downside, Soto apparently is not a great defensive outfielder and not the fastest runner, even at the young age of 25. So the hitting is what we're paying for here, guys. With all the people we're giving away and all the young pitching and all the assets that we traded for 1 year of Juan Soto, it's his offense, because apparently there's not a lot else to him. But we'll see. I haven't paid much attention to him on the Padres or on Washington, other than when he's at bat. So I haven't seen firsthand one way or the other how he is defensively. But reading about him, he is not the best defensive player, and maybe not the fastest player. So there's that. Even so, this is exactly the kind of hitter that the Yankees need. Exactly. Lefty hitting. Doesn't strike out much, walks a ton, should be helped really by the short porch in right field in Yankee Stadium. And, you know, it's really, I'm really looking forward to this at this point. Now, I'm going to go back to who we gave up and talk a little bit about that. Let's see, we'll start with Michael King. Now, Michael King was a reliever for most of the year who has pitched spectacularly for the Yankees, really tremendously. So well that at the end of the year, because our starters were, we were needed a starter, they tried him at starter, and he was great at starting pitching too, and they extended him throughout the year, so he could be anything. He could be a good starting pitcher, a really good reliever, he could be a closer, he's got the stuff to be anything. So this trade has the potential to go either way for the Yankees, and I'm not saying we shouldn't have got Soto, we needed to make this trade, but we did give up a lot, and a lot of it's going to be Michael King, because we're going to see how he does over the next couple of years. But it feels to me like Michael King was just coming into his own to be a great pitcher. But again, you got to give up stuff to get stuff. So Michael King is going to be a loss for sure for the Yankees. It's going to hurt the Yankees' pen. Randy Vasquez and Johnny Brito, two young pitchers. They were kind of up and down, I'd say, for the Yanks. There were times when both of them looked really good. Other times when they did not look so good, and I guess we're going to have to see how they do. It's hard to know with those two. I think they could go either way. I did happen to like Vasquez. I didn't like Brito quite as much, but I guess we'll see how they do. Again, both were kind of up and down as the year went on. We also gave up minor league pitching prospect Drew Thorpe, who apparently was really, really pleasing scouts with his stuff. Apparently, it's not like a 100-mile-an-hour fastball or anything. It's low to mid-90s, but he has apparently a great changeup and was really looking good and one of the Yankees' better pitching prospects. So that's going to be a loss, and we'll see how he does. And then we gave up Higgy. And, you know, with three catchers already here, I would say Higashioka is probably the least problematic of the people we had to give away. We do have Austin Wells, who hopefully develops because, hey, he has another lefty and he's a catcher. He hasn't hit well yet. And then we're going to hopefully have Trevino come back. So we'll have Trevino and Austin Wells a catcher. We don't really need a third catcher, nor could we possibly carry a third catcher on the team. So it was likely that Higashioka was going to be traded all along unless we traded Austin Wells or something. So hopefully Wells develops into a hitter, and that would be another lefty in the lineup. And that would be three sort of, I'm going to call him new lefties in the lineup this year, meaning that if Wells plays a lot, that's a lefty, new lefty. Obviously, Soto is a lefty, and then Alex Verdugo is a lefty. So that's three new lefty bats in the lineup, and that, I think, will help balance out the lineup a lot. They need more grinding kind of people, grinding at bats. You know, you remember with the 90s and early 2000s, you know, Paul O'Neill and Bernie Williams and, you know, other people, Brocious. And I don't mean that they were great hitters, because they were, but the fact that they were good at bats all the time, right? You know, they would extend at bats, foul it off, even Gardner, honestly, later on with the Yankees, you know, tough at bats. And I think some of these people that we're bringing in are going to be tough at bats. And I want to talk a little bit, by the way, about Verdugo in a minute. But just to wrap up Soto, this is a big deal. This is a really big deal. And it helps make me feel like Steinbrenner might be engaged a little bit again, because I certainly have felt over the last 5 to 10 years that he just does not feel engaged at all. Like, he just doesn't fucking care. How much money can I make? You know, what are our net profits? Oh, we made the playoffs. That's good enough. Let's go into next year. Let's not make the payroll too high. Like, I still don't know that he actually cares that much about winning a World Series. He does care about making the playoffs, but, you know, that's not a goal for Yankee fans. It's just not. You know, if you're the friggin' Pittsburgh Pirates or, you know, some other team, yeah, great. Making the playoffs, that can be your goal. For the Yankees, it has to be World Championships, and making a move like this to get Juan Soto on the team, that seems like a better move, a better place to be, even though, obviously, we gave up a lot. This is the kind of talent you need to move the team forward. There's a lot of other moves to make, but that's a good one. So I'm going to wrap it there for Juan Soto. But I do want to talk about Verdugo, because that is not a move that should go unnoticed. And it may be as important as the Soto one, as I hear people laughing listening to this. Verdugo, the Yankees traded 3 pitchers to the Boston Red Sox to give up Verdugo. Somebody named Richard Fitz, which I heard someone make fun of calling him Dick Fitz, right? Dick Fitz was traded to Boston. We traded Dick Fitz to the Red Sox. I mean, imagine going through your life with the name Dick Fitz. Anyway, he's apparently the Yankees' number 12 prospect per MLB pipeline. And he does have the number one funniest name. So we traded Dick Fitz. We traded someone named Nicholas Giudice, and we traded Greg Weissert, who's, he was okay. I mean, he pitched middle innings. He's this dude, one of our mustache dudes, came up, pitched middle innings. He was fine. I don't care about that. What I will say, by the way, before I talk about Verdugo, is we just traded away in a day and a half a lot of our pitching depth. I mean, we traded away Nicholas Giudice, Greg Weissert, Dick Fitz, Michael King, Randy Vasquez, Johnny Brito, and Drew Thorpe. So let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We just traded 7 pitchers in about 36 hours, right? The Yankees gave 7 pitchers out of their system up to other teams to get Verdugo and Juan Soto. So it's not nothing. Although I say the majority of the quality was given up to get Soto. For Verdugo, again, that's fine. I'm just saying it's depth, right? You add to those 5, 4 good pitchers, these 3 less than great pitchers, and you lost a lot of pitching depth. Now, with Verdugo, this was actually a very, very good trade for the Yankees, for sure. Assuming Verdugo is not a clubhouse problem, right? I've read a little bit about that. But Verdugo, when he's played the Yanks in the past, has always been kind of a pain for the Yankees. You know, I've always liked him as a player in a way that you like someone on a hated rival that does well, meaning that you can't stand everybody on the team, but you sort of admire how good he is. And that's how I was with Verdugo. He really seemed to get clutch hits. He hits the ball the other way. I thought he was a good outfielder. I read his metrics. They didn't seem like he was a great outfielder. I don't know. I thought he played well. I think he has a really good arm. I know that. But I've always admired him, as a player. Now, Verdugo is only 27 years old, and he's another lefty that's going to be added to the lineup, right? So here we go again, another lefty. Cashman's finally getting it through his thick fucking skull that we need lefties on this team. Need lefties, Cashman. Lefties. Finally. It took like 20 years of somebody pounding it into his head. You know, analytics department didn't care. You know, this person has a higher XYZ BP+X, you know, at home. So get him over the lefty. You know, finally someone said, just screw all that. We need lefty hitters. And, you know, we're bringing up Austin Wells, trading for Juan Soto, trading for Verdugo. Good in other ways, but good in that they're all lefties as well. Again, Verdugo's always been a pain for the Yanks when the Yanks were playing Boston. And I really definitely admired him as his player. It's great to have, you know, someone that's younger and hopefully a good influence. We're going to see. I've heard some things about him. There were some concerns about his attitude. He was late to some games. He had to be pulled from some games for not hustling, apparently, which is not a great sign at all. Boston's newspapers kind of seem to be glad to get rid of him. I'm not sure about all that, but I know I like him as a player, and I know that we didn't really give up much to get him. Unlike Soto, who we definitely gave up some stuff for, we basically gave up, in my mind, next to nothing that I care about to get Verdugo. So believe me, unless he's just a complete asshole and ruins the chemistry, I'm going to say this is a great trade, a great trade. Now, the Juan Soto trade is a good trade, but we certainly give up a lot. I think Verdugo is a no-brainer. It gives us outfield depth. It gives us another lefty hitter. Now, with Verdugo, he hits the ball the opposite way a lot, which I love. He rarely strikes out. He has a very, very low strikeout percentage, which, tell you what, Yankee fans, how much do you ache for that? Go to bed at night sleeping, dreaming of players that just don't strike out as much as the Yankees do. Verdugo doesn't strike out that much. He's a career 281 hitter. Let me see. I had his stats somewhere. Let me look. Last year was basically his worst year, and he hit 264. What would that have been for the Yanks? Like the second highest on the team behind, like, maybe third behind Judge and Torres. But 264 was his worst year. I mean, you know, the year before that, he hit 280. The year before that, he hit 289. 2020, he hit 308. 2019, 294. Basically, bottom line is he's a contact hitter. He sprays the ball around to all parts of the field. He doesn't strike out a lot. And his batting average is good. What are you going to say? That is exactly – and he's lefty. That is about – if you had to put everything on a board and say, what are the kind of things we need? That's the kind of things we need in a hitter. Now, if he was a great defensive player, that'd be everything for me. But I don't know. I thought he'd play good defense, but, you know, reading about him, his metrics aren't great. So we're going to have to see. The eye test for me is more important than defensive metrics on certain players. Now, to summarize here, this Verdugo move, along with the Juan Soto trade, should really, really help the Yanks out plenty in my mind. I'm very excited about this. I can't stress enough how much having lefty hitters who don't strike out are going to matter to this Yankee offense. So this is great. This is another good day, another emergency podcast. This is awesome for the Yankees. Good stuff. Now let's go get Yamamoto and win this fucking offseason, Yankees. Let's go, baby. And that's it. I want to thank you for listening to Jersey Guy Sports. Please subscribe to the podcast. Tell your friends all about it. I'll be back soon with some more sports talk. Thanks and have a good day.